If you have your Bibles, turn with me in the book of Psalms. We find here that David was in the middle of a fix. And he had got into trouble. Some of it was by his own bringing. He brought some of it on himself, brother, he did. And then some of it he just, he just faced life. Life has a lot of difficulties. And if you'll just, even just sit in a church service and listen to the people, prayer requests and then testimonies, you'll learn that life is a strange thing and there's a lot of things that go on in life. And it was happening to David. But David knew his source and he knew where to go back to every time. And in the 34th chapter, I'm going to read some couple of scriptures. And in the 34th chapter, in the 6th verse, as I read this, it touched my heart. It said, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles." This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles, all of his troubles. In that same passage of Scripture down in the 19th verse, it says, and this is where I want to take a little bit of a text tonight. "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." Many are the afflictions of the righteous. And if you live right before the Lord, you're going to have trouble of the enemy. He's going to fight you. He will find a way to try to get to you. And he is so cruel about it. But David said, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." I got to thinking about, how life was going along so good for us for many, many, many years. And we were in the mission field working. I was teaching in Mexico at a Bible school there. And I was teaching the students how to have faith, what to do to have faith. And all of a sudden, I started having all kinds of bone pains, and I thought I was getting old. And I told Jim, I said, "Next time we go back to the United States, I'm going to get checked out. I think I'm either getting old and getting arthritis or rheumatism." And I said, "They've got stuff for that, and I can keep going." And so sure enough, we went ahead and finished out that semester. And the kids were so, so good. It's so good to get new converts in the Lord that are wanting to learn about Jesus. Oh, it's wonderful to teach people like that. I look at some of the pictures now of the people that we taught the gospel to, and 40 years later, they're still hanging on to that. That means a lot to me. And I was teaching them about faith, and then the enemy heard me teaching them, so he put me to the test, and he afflicted me. And in October of 2002, I came home and thought I was going to get me some arthritis or rheumatism stuff and go back, and they found cancer right off. And they found it in the first blood test they took. They said, "You have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma." And it shook us to the core. It shook us, brother. We didn't know what to do at first. But they sent me out to a cancer center on 15th Street. That cancer center is no longer there, but it was at that time in October of 2002. And gave me a good oncologist, a wonderful man to work with, and he was helping me along. And he had a nurse named Jody Lester, or Jody Lanier was her last name, and Jody Lanier, and she became real personal friends with me. And it wasn't long. That was in 2002. Well, by January of 2003, they informed me that it had gone into the bone marrow, and they called it multiple myeloma. And I didn't know a lot about it, but I looked up everything I could on it, and they gave me pamphlets to read and all kinds of stuff. And I just talked to the Lord. You know, that's the best thing you can do when you don't know which way to go or what to do and what's going on in your world. Then just talk to the Lord, and he'll be the best friend you ever had. And they diagnosed that in January of 2003, and they told me that I needed to get prepared to go to MD Anderson in Houston, Texas, and that they wanted to give me a stem cell transplant. Well, we just took it to the Lord, and all of our friends began to pray. And do you know the Lord touched me of that non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and multiple myeloma, and I come out of it. And that was a miracle to me. It really was. And that little Jody was so impressed. She said, "I've never seen anything like this before that cleared up on its own like this has." And that was without the stem cell transplant. And so I read in these scriptures and I marvel, you know, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of it all. And so time rocked along there, and one day I went to the dentist to get my teeth cleaned, and when I got in there, the dental hygienist went and got the real dentist and wanted him to come back there and look at something that had come up in my mouth. I kept growing stuff I didn't need. And he said, "Well, we need to get her into a specialist today." So he got on the phone. He called one of his friends, got me into a specialist there. And he looked at my reports in the computer, and he said, "Mrs. Ragsdale, I do feel, and we won't know until we biopsy, but I feel like your cancer has metastasized to your head." And he said, "That's what's growing in there." And so, boy, did I ever get serious with the Lord and got to praying again. Turned on the prayers, and the Lord began to hear me cry. The Bible said that this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him. And I knew if he delivered one, he could deliver me. And I cried out to him. And that's all you have to do when you get in trouble. Cry out to the Lord, whether it be a health issue or whether it be financial or whether it be something else with your family or something. You can cry out to the Lord, and he can give you just what you need. And I went back after the biopsy, and he said, "Boy, I'm shocked to tell you this, but that's not cancer." I said, "Praise God. He's done it again." I'm telling you, the Lord has delivered me out of it all. And then my eyesight went out on me, and Jimmy had to do all my driving. And to a woman, that's really tough. You know, when you get shut out of your car, can you women that's in the crowd right now imagine what it's like to all of a sudden just be chopped off from your driving? Just run Walmart, you need your eyes. And it was real taxing on me, and I cried out to the Lord again. And I went to, they sent me to an eye doctor, and He gave me shots in the eyes for a while. And then he finally told me, he said, I don't think those are really helping you, Glenda, so we're going to stop them. Well, that was kind of bad news for me. But I remember the scripture that when we cry out to the Lord, he will deliver us from all of our troubles. And one thing was falling in, then another, and so many things were happening. And I went for a scan. After a while, I went for a scan at the hospital to see what was going on with what they had had previously on me. And the scan came back bad and said I had pneumonia at that time. And it said that they had also found in the scans that the cancer had returned. It had metastasized to my kidneys, my spleen, my liver, my adrenals, and two nodules were found in the lungs, one in the left lung and one in the right. And it was all bad news. You know, it was almost like that hee-haw thing, you know, we all used to hear, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. And that's how I felt. But you know what? The Bible says, he said, if we cry out to the Lord, if we cry out to the Lord, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. Out of them all. I don't care what they are. And he did just that for me. I praise him and I thank him for what he has done for me. He has done so many things through the years. And I worship him and praise him. And they said, well, we're going to give you radiation treatments. We want you to do 33 radiation treatments. This was a few years later. They found breast cancer, and they decided they were going to give me 33 treatments, and I did real good. Boy, I was feeling real strong and good because I fight stuff. I don't just lay down and kick and whine, but I fight it, and sure enough, I got down to about the 24th treatment. And sure enough, it was burning me. Oh, my. It was burning me. And I was begging them to stop. And you know, they said, no, you got to finish the rest of these on out. We've decided you need 33, and we want you to finish them on out. And then we can know that you've done what you have needed to do. Well, it just got so bad, I got shingles. Anybody in this crowd ever had shingles? I'm telling you, they're not any fun. Well, I got shingles, and they did stop the treatments when I got shingles, so I praise God for the shingles. The Bible said for us to give thanks in everything, and so I did. I thank God for the shingles because it made them stop. And I was sitting at home. Actually, I was kind of feeling sorry for myself. And I knew it was time to start going back and getting the rest of those 9 treatments. And the phone rang one morning early. And it was one of our Bible school students way 1,200 miles away. And he said, Sister Glenda, I was up praying for you this morning at 5:30. And he said, the Lord spoke to me and told me to call you and to tell you that you need to read the scriptures about the 3 Hebrew children in the fiery furnace and how that God delivered them and it didn't even burn them. And I thought, wow, you know, he knew I had cancer, but he didn't know it was burning me. And he didn't know I was taking radiation. He just knew that I was fighting cancer. And they were praying for me from 1,200 miles away. And I got to thinking about what the depth of that all is. We serve a God that will deliver us whatever is going on in our lives. If he has to speak to somebody 1,200 miles away, he can give you just the words you need to carry on. Hallelujah. And I told that Bible school student that day, I said, well, what you didn't know is I've been taking radiation, and it has been burning me. But I'll go in faith and do what you said. And I did, and do you know what? Those last nine was a breeze. I didn't have any trouble at all. Oh, the Lord does deliver us out of all the afflictions that the enemy puts upon us. He will deliver you from anything that's bothering you. And time rocked on. I did good, and sister, they rang the bells for me, did the whistles and the ribbons and the balloons out there at the cancer center, and I was just really feeling high. Everybody out there got to know us, not only because of me, but back then Jimmy was feeling real good, and he felt his oats every time he took me, and he made them laugh. And we just had a good experience going out there. And so they rang the bells and did the whistles for me, and I praise God that I was cancer-free. That was in September of 2023. And in October, dear Lord, they did another mammogram, and do you know, they said that you've got cancer again. 2 weeks later, I was ashamed, and the devil will do that to you. When you get up and witness about your healing, he will try to smear your face in the mud. And I had went to some churches around home and told them how God had delivered me, and how that they rang the bells and stuff at the cancer center. And 2 weeks later, I just come up with something else. And so it really did something to me inside. And I said, Lord, you said in your word that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And I said, I want you to take care of this matter. And do you know he did? He delivered me out of that one. It took a few months. It didn't happen overnight. I fought it for a while. And then about a year later, here comes the devil again. He has fought me tooth and toenail. But I'm telling you what, he's getting a few black eyes too. Well, I told Jim I was just like a ultimate fighter. I said, he's knocked me out sometimes. Plumbed down to where I was out for a while. Couldn't go, couldn't preach, couldn't sing, couldn't do anything. And he's done it to Jimmy too. But I'm telling you, we rise above that. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to in this crowd, and it may not be about health at all. It might be about something in your family, or it might be about something in your finances. But I feel like telling somebody in this crowd tonight, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of them all. Hallelujah. And he will. So I want you to take courage tonight in what I've told you. You know, all these things have been one thing after another. And, you know, Jimmy back at Christmas, well, y'all knew what he looked like before the devil wooled him around. And now we look like a couple of rats that the cats have drug around for a while. But you know what? He hadn't got us down. We're still going. And I appreciate the Lord for that. I love him because he loved me, and he knows that I'm going to stand on this word. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. So whatever you're dealing with tonight, you don't have to tell me, but you talk to the Lord tonight. When this altar is open, you come down here and say, Lord, I give it to you. I don't see no way out. I can't fix it by myself. I can't help what's going on. You know, there are situations in life that happen you don't have any control over at all. Not at all. And the Lord knows that, so does the devil. You know who's real faithful to the house of God? The enemy is. He comes in like a flood. Boy, he'll go up and down, and he's not quiet or humble. He is bold to come and afflict saints of God right in the house of God. But many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. So I don't know what you're dealing with tonight. And I'm not going to keep you a long time, but I just feel like telling you victory is ahead for you. Victory is ahead for you. And God is going to deliver you out of those things that seemingly is just buffeting you so bad. With every head bowed tonight, I would like for you to just bow your head. And I'd like for you to think about what the enemy's really trying to do to yourself or to your family. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. And he's here tonight to do that. You may not have told nobody here at the church that you've got problems. But I'm telling you, God sees you where you're at. If he can deal with somebody 1,200 miles away and tell him just what I needed from the Lord, he sure can tell somebody something about you, and they can give you a word from the Lord that will let you know that he has seen you. You hear me? The Lord sees right where you're at, and he knows exactly what you're going through. And I'm going to open the altar tonight. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. Do you have a need that maybe you haven't even told the church about? Maybe you haven't told your friends even about. There are things in life that happen sometimes that's just so critical to us. We don't even want to talk about them. But let me tell you, the Lord sees those things, and he's got a fix-it plan. And I want you to know he sees you tonight. He sees right where you're at, and he's going to deliver you out of them all. I'm opening the altar. Do you have a need? Do you have a need that you know that God has sent you a word tonight? He sent you a word from him that he's going to deliver you. And when you begin rejoicing in the Lord for what he's done, I'm telling you, it's a happiness that you can't even describe. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Do you have a need tonight? Does anybody in this crowd have something that you want to lay before the Lord that maybe you haven't even laid before your family or your church friends? Do you want to lay it on the altar tonight? Do you want to lay it on the altar tonight? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of them all. And oh, what happiness comes when you admit that it's the Lord that's brought you out. You'll have a testimony. You will have a testimony when you get delivered of those things that the enemy has put before you. Is there a one tonight that needs to come and lay your stuff on the altar? Is there one? Thank you, Lord. Is there another? Is there another? Is there anybody else? It would say, Lord, I can't handle this by myself. But please, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to come and say, Lord, I lay it at your feet. I lay this at your feet, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. Anybody else want to come? Those of you who want to pray with those that have a need. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to come? Anybody else want to come and lay your stuff at the Master's feet? God delivers.